Welcome to Duplication Nation. This powerful training will teach you exactly how to build a large and successful direct selling network marketing organization. This powerful resource will teach you how to find quality prospects, qualify them, make compelling presentations, sponsor them in a way that duplicates, and teach your people how to replicate this process. This is the most advanced training on the science of building an organization that has ever been offered. In the following 12 modules, you'll learn how to set up a complete step-by-step system to grow your organization. And if your organization already has a system in place, this program can be used to teach skill sets that work in your existing system. What you are about to hear is the unedited training which Randy Gage presented live to hundreds of industry leaders. Now let's join Lisa Jimenez as she brings him to the stage.
He's been called the Millionaire Messiah because he believes it's a sin to be poor. And you were born to be rich. Randy Gage travels the world helping people build their dreams. His own unique story, rising from minimum wage to multi-millionaire, clearly defines that he's qualified to share these insights. He's a tireless advocate to the network marketing and direct sales industry, believing that it's the last bastion in the free enterprise system where an ordinary person can create extraordinary wealth. Today, you're going to find out why Networking Times called him the modern-day Napoleon Hill and the Jedi Master of Prosperity. In this powerful training, he's going to teach you how to harness the power of leverage to build and create a massive, growing organization. Now, please help me welcome the amazing Randy Gage.
So I'm 19 or 20 years old. I'm running a business, restaurant consulting. Got a partner named Jim. Calls me up. He says, Randy, I want you to come over to the house on Saturday and protect me. I said, protect you from what? First of all, you got three dogs and they're big. I mean, he had really big dogs. So what do you want me to protect you from? He said, I was filling up my car at the gas pump today, and when I undid the cap and it made this popping sound, and the guy at the next pump made some joke about it, and he started talking to me, and next thing you know, he's talking about making money. So he's coming over to the house on Saturday to show me how to make money, and I want you there to protect me because I think it's Amway. I say, Amway? What's Amway? He said, you don't know what Amway is? That thing where they draw all the circles and the circles under the circle. I say, Jimmy, I don't know anything about circles. I never heard about Amway. But if this thing is about making money, we need to look at it because we ain't making any money. He said, well, come over. The guy's coming at 1 o'clock. Get here early. So I come over. Get there early. The guy shows up at 1 o'clock. His name is Jim as well. He has a yellow legal pad, just like this one here. And he had a red pen. And sure enough, he sat down and within a minute, he drew this first red circle. And he wrote you in the middle of it. And then he wrote five circles beneath that. And the five got five. And those five got another five. And those five got another five. And you know the drill. Well, I saw those circles. And I was absolutely mesmerized. Now here I am coming out of the restaurant business, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. You're in the hospitality business, you know what it's like. You have no life. It's nothing to work a 16-hour day. It's not unusual to work an 18-hour day. So I'm having these kind of days. He's drawing these circles, and he's talking about people making $100,000 a year, which was just a mind-boggling number to me at this point in my life. $200,000 a year. He's talking about millionaires and multi-millionaires. And I looked at those circles, and I told myself, this is it for me. I have found what I am supposed to be doing. I could make $250,000 a year in this business. Now, why I felt, or where I came up with $250,000 is pretty fascinating looking back to me, because, of course, I had never made anything remote to that kind of money, and my idea of spectacularly wealthy was $100,000 a year. So why I would think I could go $250,000, I don't know. A quarter of $1 million a year just etched itself into my mind. And the reason was, I'm a very rational, logical, very analytical guy. So when they drew out those circles like that, I got it. I really understood the law of expanding multiples. I had never heard of anything about exponential growth, never even knew anything of the concept. But the second I saw those circles, I got it. Now, some of you have drawn them out hundreds of times, or some of you have drawn them out thousands of times. You've drawn them for people, and they didn't get it, and they were skeptical, and they gave you objections. And I want you to know, I did none of that. He drew those circles, and I said, I'm in. Okay? So Jimmy, of course, had to sign up so he could sign up me. So you can see what a great job I did protecting him. So I sign up on the spot. Jimmy signs up on the spot. So that was, now I'm 19 or 20 years old, and thus begins my career with the Amway Corporation. Now you see me up here on the platform now, you probably figure, well, he probably went on, became a double diamond with Amway, made a few $1 million, sponsored 20, 30,000 people. Not exactly. I was in the business with Amway for 6 months before I dropped out. Now, during that 6 months' time, I sponsored one person in the business who was my roommate, who I lent the money for the distributor kit. And, of course, he's going to pay me back with all the money he'll be making down the road. So I lent him the money for the distributor kit. I lent him the money for the first product order. Never sponsored anyone else. 6 months into the business, I dropped out. Now, is that because Amway doesn't work? Of course not. There were people making fortunes with Amway back then. There's people making fortunes with Amway right this second. There'll be people still making fortunes with Amway 50 years from now. You can bet the rent on it. But it didn't work for me. I didn't know why. I just knew it didn't work. Now, one of the things I discovered along the way is I had never heard of Amway. 19, 20 years old, however old I was, I had never heard of Amway all those years on the planet. Now, as soon as I heard about it, and I got so excited, and I did the stuff they told me to do, and I started contacting people, my friends, my neighbors, my relatives, and I discovered something fascinating was they had already heard of Amway. And they weren't particularly excited about hearing fraud about it from me again. So I faced a lot of frustration, contacted a lot of people, and didn't get any results. So I dropped out. But meanwhile, I had contacted all of those people, so they all knew that I had joined Amway, I was in the business. So what happened after I dropped out is somebody who I had approached called me because they had a deal just like Amway, only better. Well, of course, I liked Amway. If this was better than Amway, this was for me. So I went to the presentation, they drew some circles, I'm in. Sponsored my roommate. Same deal, same circumstance, same end result. I drop out, it doesn't work. Fortunately, I get a call from someone else. He's got a deal that's just like the deal that's just like Amway, only better, only it's better than the deal that was better than Amway. They drew the circles. I'm in. Roommate in. I don't wait 6 months this time. I wait 60 days. I drop out again. Fortunately, I get a call. They've got a deal that's just like the deal, that's just like the deal, that's just like the deal, like Amway, only it's better than the deal, which is better than the deal, which is better than the Amway. I'm in. Roommate wouldn't touch it. So I didn't get anyone in that deal. I spent 5 years losing money in this business that we're going to talk about all day and all night today. 5 years. So you guys who've been in 90 days already and you're not millionaires yet, you guys who've been in for a year and a half and you only have 7 people in your group, you guys who've been in for 3 years and only have 30 people, yes, of course, I'm going to show you how you could exponentially just blow those numbers out of the water with this, the skills you're going to learn today. But I want you to understand one thing before we do that. You're starting out light years ahead of where I started out. Because for 5 years I lost money. For 5 years I faced frustration. And I think the turning point for me came about 5 years into the business. I went to a function. Now, I hadn't gone to a lot of functions because I wasn't into the functions because they're all that rah-rah stuff and they got those positive thinking people and I don't want to hear that stuff and I know they all know the secret for the business that they're not telling me. But for whatever reason, I went to this one and I was in a new company. It was a startup company, so we had all that excitement about the ground floor opportunity. And for some reason, I got very energized again and I said, this is it. I'm going to do meetings. So I started doing me. So we found a restaurant up in Sunny Isles. They had a banquet room behind the dining room. They give us the room for free if people ordered coffee and cake or pie. So we told people, just order something for the meeting, have some cake or pie, come in, the meeting room is free. And I started drawing circles on Monday nights, Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, and Friday nights. 5 days a week, I was drawing circles. I told my people, you don't have to learn the presentation. You don't have to know how to draw the circles. All you have to do is bring your people to me. You get them to this place by 7:30, let me do my thing, and they will sign up. I personally sponsored about 30 people the first month. It was a breakthrough time for me. Because this was, remember, I was a guy who had struggled so much and had sponsored so few people. Now I'm just throwing people in the deal. 30 people in a month. This is one a day we're talking about. County weekends, 30 people. Well, and of course, they're bringing their people, and some of them are bringing people, and so I'm getting 2, 3, 4 levels, things going on. I'm very excited about it. Now, I stayed very excited till the second month because of the first 30 people, I was losing them. 15 gone, 18 gone. By the end of the second month, 27 people of the 30 are probably gone. So I'm playing, I don't know if these people are stupid. I don't know if they're ignorant. I don't know if they're lazy. Who needs them? I'll sponsor 30 more. Which is what I did. I had my Miami Vice suits, I had my whiteboard, I had my markers, and I was up there drawing circles like a crazy man. Just putting people in, putting things. And a good thing, because of the second 30, probably 28 of them dropped out. Third month, I'm doing the same thing. Same thing, people are dropping out. And that was the turning point for me. I started to really do some introspection. I started to really do some study, started to really do some wondering. Okay, why is it that these people are excited? I'm excited. They're joining up. They're filling out applications. They're coming into business. Why are they dropping out 30, 60 days into the business? Especially when they have such a great sponsor like me who's willing to do all the work for them and all they got to do is bring them to me and I will do the presentations for them. And I came to understand that that was the issue. Because they didn't feel comfortable doing those Miami Vice meetings, and they didn't know how to do what I did. So when I wasn't doing the hype and the rah-rah and the keep everybody fired up and do all these meetings, they were not able to do what I could do. Now, for whatever reason, I never was afraid to talk to groups of people. For me, it was a relief because I was pathologically shy, and I had a real issue to talk to people one-on-one. And that's why I think I had the big breakthrough with the numbers, is because I stopped approaching people one-on-one, and I started going for this group dynamic of working the big meetings. That was not threatening to me. I know a lot of people say, oh, they're scared of the death of the platform, and people would rather be dead than public speaking and all that. Never was an issue for me. My issue was being in an elevator with two people trying to make small talk. My issue was going to a dinner party and have someone start a conversation with me. My issue was going to a dinner or a party or anywhere with people I didn't know. What do you mean you're going to the bathroom? Are you coming right back? Because I'm going to be right here. You know, don't leave me here alone. So the meeting thing wasn't an issue for me, but it was an issue for other people. And we're going to talk later today about what happens when you become the superhero sponsor. Just when you try to do everything for your people, when you try to be the best sponsor you can be, but instead of enabling your people in positive ways, we're enabling them in codependent ways. And I started to look at, okay, how do I take myself out of the picture? How do I get those circles to do the circle thing? Because every time somebody draws out those circles, it's 5 and 25 and 125 and 625 and 3,125 and 15,625 and 78,125. But every time I looked at my circles or the people in my group circle, it went you, 3, 8, 15, 54, 32, 16, 4, and some lonely housewife in Iowa. So instead of having this kind of pyramid thing going on, we had the diamond thing, which started narrow, got wider, and then it got narrower and narrower down to nothing again. And I began to really think and really understand about harnessing the power of duplication, which is where the magic of exponential growth comes in, which is where the magic of this business is all about. If you will study the wealthiest people in the world, and I don't mean the millionaires and the multimillionaires, I mean the billionaires and the multi-billionaires. People like Andrew Carnegie, Bill Gates, Ross Perot, Richard Branson, J. Paul Getty, the Rockefellers. I'm talking money with a capital M kind of money. If you will study those wealthy, wealthy people, you will discover what I discovered, which is the wealthiest people in the world understand how to harness the power of leverage. And, J. Paul Getty, who, I don't know if you know, he's written a couple of books. I read his books. Some of them are out of print. They haven't been around a long time. People don't talk about them because they were written 50 years ago, but they're out there. I went and hunted those down, and I read them. I read this, everything about Bill Gates. I read everything about Richard Branson. I read everything about Ted Turner. These people who have amassed great fortunes, Carnegie and these people. And all it came back to over and over and over again was this concept of leverage. And Getty was the guy who said, I would rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of my own efforts. And what we're going to talk about all this day is how you can harness this power of leverage, how you can harness the power of duplication, which is how to do the business in a way so that when you're not doing the business gets done anyway. You know, why is it important? Because there's only so many hours a day. There's only so much time you could do. The reason we get into this business, the reason we leave being a doctor or being a lawyer, being a mechanic or being a bus driver, being a bus boy or being a nurse, is because all of those professions, all of those jobs are based on the concept of trading hours for dollars. Even if you're a physician, which is considered a pretty nice occupation for most people, or at least it used to be before malpractice insurance and lawsuits and all of the stuff going on now. Even in you're still trading hours for dollars. If you're an attorney, you're still trading hours for dollars. If you're a corporate CEO, if you're any one of a numerous profession, it's trading hours for dollars. So the idea of this business is we have a lot of people doing a little bit. And the system that I'm talking about is how to get people working 7 to 10 hours a week. That's all. 7 to 10 hours a week, and letting the leverage go to work by putting systems in place, by putting processes in place. Why can you walk into a McDonald's? We could leave here right now, drive to any one of a countless number of McDonald's in the L.A. metropolitan area, and we're probably going to find some 19-year-old pimply kid who's running a $5, $10, or $15 million a year business. Meanwhile, his mother won't even let him borrow her Volvo, okay, because she doesn't trust him to drive the Volvo. Yet the McDonald's Corporation is trusting him to run a unit doing $20 million. Or we could find the same age kid working over in serving in the armed forces right now, flying a fighter jet that costs more money for one jet than the GNP of a small developing nation. Why do they trust him? Same reason McDonald's trusts their people. They have systems in place. You go to McDonald's, they say 1 to 3 items go in this bag, 4 to 6 items go in this bag, 7 to 10 items go in this bag. This is how many straws they get. This is how many. You try to get an extra hot mustard sauce with your chicken McNuggets, okay, if you don't think they have a system. Now take a drive through Taco Bell, which doesn't have a system. You can tell the difference because it takes 40 seconds to get to the window and get your food at McDonald's. It takes 3 minutes to get your food at Taco Bell. Taco Bell, you order one bean burrito, they will give you 3 mild sauce, 8 medium sauce, 10 hot sauce, and 18 napkins for one burrito or one taco. Next time you go, there'll be no napkins. If you go to this Taco Bell, it has onions in the bean burrito. If you go to the one 2 miles away, it doesn't have onions in it. Why? They don't have a system. They don't have processes in place. McDonald's has the systems in place. The military has the systems in the place. The airlines, they hire pilots to fly jumbo 747s with 400 people in them. They have pre-flight checklists. They have in-flight checklists. They have post-flight checklists. They have checklists for the checklists. Because they know if we can systematize things, if we can make them into a process, we can take most of the human error out of the equation. We can take most of the mystery out of the equation. Because if we can follow a certain process, we know we can get certain results. And we can almost guarantee those results because we know if we follow this recipe, this is the results we get. So we're going to look at that today. And one of the things you're going to see is a big difference between the first album we did, which was called How to Earn $100,000, at least $100,000 a Year in Network Marketing. I'm very proud of that album. That is the number one selling training album in the history of network marketing. Most of the people in this room were brought into the business through the systems that were taught in that album. That is, and I could tell you, the top distributors of at least 20 or 25 different companies who will tell you, yes, I put together a generic system based on the training I got from Randy Gage, and we're number one in worldwide payout. We're number two. I have some companies I got number 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 9, 10, you know, where we've got 6 or 7 of the top 10 payout worldwide are people who followed that program. If you remember that program, it's very specific, very preachy, very strict. If you hear a rap on me in the industry, the rap would be this: Randy Gage is too tough. He does that tough love thing too much. And that was my reputation as a business builder, was that if you were in my organization, it was my way or the highway. I was very specific about it. And if you weren't willing to follow my step-by-step duplicatable system, I was not willing to invest time in you. Now, there are other people, and I'm thinking of one in particular, Tom Schreider, who's a guy that I respect a great deal, who had a very different approach to the industry. Now, Tom has said, why do we need a system? If he likes to, if she likes to build online, and she likes to take ads, and she wants to work her warm market, and he wants to, do internet stuff, and this one wants to do home meetings, and this one wants to do conference calls, let everybody do whatever it is they want to do. And I respect Tom, and Tom's one of my favorite people in the industry. I did a business just a different way. So I just, not that I'm here to argue with Tom and which one is better. No, I'm just telling you, here's a contrary viewpoint. Now, as I look back, and if you read it with the second, even the third edition of my book, I think you'll see I kind of modified over the years to say, okay, maybe I was, not even maybe, I was definitely too strict. I could have probably and should have probably given my people a little more leeway. So one of the things you're going to notice about this training that we're doing here on this album and all day is I'm not getting into the minutia details and say, okay, you've got to do exactly this for 7 minutes and then do this for 3 minutes and then do this for 10 minutes. I'm going to treat you like a big kid. You're going to have enough intelligence to know what to do. What we're going to focus on today is teaching you some insights about how the human animal behaves. I'm going to teach you some insights about how the industry actually works. And I'm going to teach you some skill sets that you can apply to put this stuff into place. So if you're in a developing company, you don't have a strong sponsorship line, you don't have a duplicatable system in place, a duplicable system, if you don't have a step-by-step process to follow, you're going to be able to create that based on what you learn through this program. You will absolutely be able to put something together so that it could kind of delineate what it is that you do, how to bring people in the business, how they bring people in the business, and people will be able to follow this process to duplicate the same results you have. On the other hand, you will also be able to use this training if you already have a system in place in your organization. You've got a process there, you've got a step-by-step bit going on, you've got it delineated. You will be able to use this training to give it to your people, to send them through the training so they will be able to develop skill sets to implement the stuff that you want to do in your system. So it will work in both instances for your organization. One of the other things you will see different from this training and the earlier one, and Ford told you a little as he was giving you some of the business today, this program is actually called Duplication Nation. And it's really about how to build a massive, exponentially growing direct selling or network marketing organization. I'm not focusing on how to build a small business or how to build a retail-based business. This is very advanced training for people who want to do the business as a career. They want to make a profession of it. And so you're going to see, we're going to look at some of these initial segments. They're pretty simple, pretty foundational stuff. And as we get through later and later into the program, you're going to see that they get more complex and more complex. And we're going to get to the end couple of segments where I'm going to tell you some things that have never been put on any tape album I have ever done, or anyone else in this industry has ever done. I will be teaching you some of the secrets of managing an organization that has 25,000 or 50,000 or 150,000 people in it. How you keep people motivated, how you keep an organization growing through plateaus, what to do when you have lines that unplug from your system, what to do with cross-lining and how to manage that, how to schedule functions, how to deploy your leaders around the country or around the world if you go international. So we're going to look at all that stuff. But again, under the medium of here's some things I've learned about human experience and human behavior and how people respond in prospecting situations, in meeting situations, in presentation situations. Here's how people respond when they have leadership above them. Here's how they respond with weak leadership. Here's how they respond with strong leaderships. Here's how to create a culture in the organization. And here's some skill sets to learn to be able to apply that stuff. So that'll be different, and the other thing you'll see is the Getting Started CD is no longer in this album. The What You Need to Know First CD is no longer in this album. The Survival Training CD is no longer in this album. We are creating a new product, which will be probably next month available, which is the Fast Track Serious as a Heart Attack Pack. And it's going to include the all-new, all-redone sessions of those three things I just told you, the First Steps booklet, and some other information about how you get started fast in the business. And the idea is people did get confused with the old one because they were on the album, and then we also sold the CD separate, and they were like, do I give them the album, or do I take them out of the album, or what do I do? I wanted to avoid all that confusion, and we wanted to have a more inexpensive starter pack that you could give somebody who's brand new when you first sponsor them in the business that would take them through the process of making their list, doing their get started training, ordering their product, getting their business cards, scheduling their function, you know, their calendar, and getting to their first prospects, getting their pre-approach materials or whatever collateral materials they're going to need to do their first presentations. So all of that is going to be in this fast track, serious as a heart attack packet, okay? Because we're going to really create something for people who really want to do the business fast. They want to get in and do it out of the gate. And then, so the idea is they will go through that material first. So if you're listening to this CD right now, you should have already gone through that fast track pack. And if you haven't, go to randygage.com or call your sponsor and look for that material, because that's the foundational stuff before we do this stuff we're doing now. You got to already have a prospect list. You need to know what a pre-approach pack is. You got to have some time scheduled. You need to know who your sponsorship line is and some of the basic stuff. I want us to spend this time together really focusing on what it is you need to know to build a massive organization. So let's talk about some of the important components that would be part of systems or important components that would be part of a process. I would say that there's seven things that need to be addressed in your organization as you're building it. Seven, you can call some of these systems, some of them are, you could call them protocols, you might even call them a process. But these are things, situations that will come up in the business over and over and over and over again. So it's very important, if you want to have duplication, if you want to have fast growth, you have to have these processes in place so you don't have to redo them and re-explain them every time, because you're never going to be able to build fast if you have to explain every new distributor how to do a list, every new distributor how to do a get started training, every new customer how to get signed up with the company. So let me give you these seven things that I want you to make sure. Coordinate with your sponsorship line and make sure that this stuff is in place in your line. First thing would be a process for initially approaching prospects. Now, there's a lot of ways to do this. A process for initially approaching prospects. It may be you're calling up and you're asking some qualified questions. It may be you're doing it in person. It may be that you're using a pre-approach pack with the CD and a special report like I've got, the Lifestyle Freedom Pack. It might be a book. You may be using an online presentation like checkoutthebiz.com, Brilliant Compensation, or one of those kind of things. But you have some kind of way that initially you approach a prospect. Now, in the next two segments, we're going to look at different ways to do that. We're going to look at doing that with your warm market, and we're going to look at doing that with the cold market. But whatever it is for your group, you need to have some kind of a process like that in place. Second thing we want to have is a prospecting and follow-up sequence. Or you might want to call it a prospecting pipeline. Or the prospecting process. Meaning, this is the sequence that you bring a prospect through, however many stages it would be. And you could have options. Now, again, because I'm going to say, you don't have to be fanatical about this. You could say, here's the two possible ways to approach a prospect. Number one is you could call and give them one of these qualifying questions. And you might have a number. And we've got some of these that'll be in the study guide. Hey, have you ever thought about developing a second income? Are you interested in developing some residual income security? Have you ever thought of being your own boss? It might be a question kind of thing. Or it could be a pre-approach product. In other words, a tape, a DVD, a book, a special report, something that you want them to review. So you could say it's A or B. And then the second step is A or B. So the second step might be that you put them on a conference call with your sponsorship line. Or the second step could be that you meet them for a one-on-one at a coffee shop and you do a overview presentation. Then you'd have a third step, and the third step could be another conference call with the whole company. It could be a home meeting at your house. It could be a family meeting that the organization is putting on in a hotel. So I'm not going to tell you which one of these it has to be, because I'm not going to micromanage your group like that. I'm going to teach you the framework, and I want you to get together with your sponsorship line And if they don't know this, you're going to sell them on this whole training, Duplication Nation. You can say, I need you to get this, I need to review it, and let's put together our program because I need you to be able to help me. Because the smartest thing you're ever going to learn in the business is how to put your sponsorship line to work for you, which was a lesson it took me a long time to learn, and I want you to learn a lot quicker because that's how we can really get some exponential growth going on. So the key of this, though, we have this process, this prospecting process scoped out, and we also make sure you have in your notes here that there is collateral material for each stage. So in other words, if the first step is we meet someone for a one-on-one presentation at Starbucks, we do a quick 30-minute overview of the business, what do we give them when they leave? Maybe it's a catalog, maybe it's a video, maybe it's a DVD, it may be a number of different things. But whatever that is, you want to have that delineated out so that the whole idea of this process is to do the McDonald's thing. So if you have somebody who's on the 68th level of your organization and they live 2,000 miles or 2,000 kilometers away from you and they've never met you, they still know how to do the business because they're going to follow the same process that you followed when you brought in somebody 65, 66 levels above them. That's how we get what I like to call the drink out of a coconut money. Okay, that was my goal of the business. I wanted to be able to go to Hawaii, drink out of a coconut for a month, and come back and know my check was bigger than when I left. That won't happen unless you have a process that duplicates you. Third element, a new customer orientation. Others, whenever you get a new customer, there's a certain process they have to go through. Do you sign them up direct with the company? Is there a preferred customer program? Is there an auto ship program? Do they get stuff automatically, or do they have to call? Are you delivering the products, or are they getting them direct from the company? Whatever that process is, the form they have to fill out, the credit card they have to put on file. Now, understand, this is not a complicated thing. This might be a 10-minute thing to sign up a new customer. But whatever the 10-minute thing is, it just needs to be spelled out. So if I sponsor you in the business, you know what to do when you get a customer, and you don't have to call me. Number four, a get-started training for all new distributors. This is the biggest thing that will reduce your dropouts 80 or 90%. This is where that fast-track heart attack pack will come in. It'll take people through that process. It will force them to make the names of prospects, to schedule the 7 to 10 hours in their appointment book, to get some product inventory to work with, to get some business building materials to work with. You want to have that systematized. You can't go and reinvent this all the time with every new distributor, or you waste too much time. Remember, the secret of our process here is we're trying to, not even trying, we have created a program that someone can do the business in 7 to 10 hours a week. So to do that, we've got to work smart. Number five, regularly scheduled recruiting functions. Now, it doesn't matter. They could be by telephone. They could be online. They could be home meetings. They could be hotel meetings. There could be a number of different mediums for these. But the point is they have to be regularly scheduled. Everyone in the organization has to know what they are and how they can plug prospects into them. Number six, you need a structured training calendar. It can't just be when you get an idea to put some people together and have a training. I want you to actually have it scheduled for the entire year. Now, how you do that and the kind of training you do, we're going to talk about in one of the more advanced sessions later in the day. But just know for now, as part of your elements of a system, you make sure that you have structured training calendar as part of it. And then number seven, which is one of the biggest ones of all, you need to have a standardized opportunity presentation. Standardized opportunity presentation. Meaning how you explain the business, the product, the corporate support, everything they need to know to make a decision on whether or not to join your program as a customer or whether or not to join your program as a business builder. But if I go to seven different states on seven different levels in your organization, what I'm really looking for is the same basic format in that presentation. Because if you have that basic format the same in all seven states and all seven different levels, then you're really got a shot at the drink out of a coconut money because it means you've taken yourself out of the picture. Last thoughts on the subject. the most important question you will ever ask in your business is not, does it work? The most important question for you to answer is, does it duplicate? We could take a commercial on the Olympics and pay $250,000, and we could put 20 or 30,000 new distributors in one night. But how would those 20 or 30,000 distributors do the business? Because they're going to try to model the behavior of the person who brought them in the business. And they won't have the $4 million they need to run the commercial on the Super Bowl. And they won't have the infrastructure to process 30,000 prospects. And they won't have the materials, and they won't have any of that stuff. So you will come up with ideas about doing the business. You will expose yourself to some innovations about doing the business. People in your organization are going to come to you, people who have just joined, who are very excited, very enthusiastic, and they have a brilliant idea how we could do the business better. And a lot of them will work, but many of them will not duplicate. So the question you have to ask yourself is not, does it work, but does it duplicate? All right, when we come back, we're going to get into how do we find prospects? Where's the best place to find them? And how do we work that warm market? So I'll see you on the other side.